The tragedy of abortion. It's legal, but it's not moral.
Answers with Ken Ham, a speaker at this month's National Apologetics Conference in Tennessee.
Well, God allows us to make choices, but at the same time, He tells us what moral choices He expects us to make. And He also tells us the price we'll pay for our disobedience. You know, the Bible clearly tells us that ever since the fall in the book of Genesis, people have been in rebellion against their Creator. We'd much rather justify our own actions than do what God has said is right. I recall an article about the hypocrisy of the abortion rights movement. A 15-year-old girl was arrested for killing her newborn baby, yet if she had aborted her child, she would have been just fine, according to the law. Really, there's no difference between being just out of the womb and being inside only moments before. Actually, almost all biologists, Christians or not, will tell you that life begins at conception. And more importantly, the Bible reveals that God created humans in His image and that murder is sin. Abortion may be legal right now, but it violates God's moral law.
Ken Ham looks at many of the social issues of our day and their connection to evolution and creation in a fascinating DVD. As we close out the week, call and make a donation of any amount and we'll send Ken's video in the mail to you. Call toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or online at answersoffer.org.